Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director on this weekend show. And Darren, we're into our final segment here. We got a few more things to ask you about. You know, first thing I want to ask you about is I've heard a lot about a roundabout plan near Chicken Ranch Casino. What is kind of the status with that project?
Well, that project's an outgrowth of the need for safety improvements at Chicken Ranch Road, where it connects up to Highway 49-108. We know that the state has done a few different things out there to improve safety, but we still continue to have accidents. It is kind of the main entrance into Chicken Ranch Casino for the time being. We were approached by the casino to look at a new entrance to take the burden off of that entrance off Chicken Ranch. The new entrance would come down the hill from the casino and align with Mackey Ranch Road. They worked with Caltrans to look at different intersection designs. We do this thing called an intersection control evaluation report, and the team decided that a roundabout is the best solution at that location. I know people cringe probably when they hear roundabout here in Tuolumne County. It'd be the first one in Tuolumne County. But the key here is that Caltrans has put in roundabouts around the state, and they've compared it to other traditional design intersections and found approximately a 94% reduction in fatal accidents. The accidents that do occur tend to be fender benders. That's critical. You know, reducing number of fatals on the state highway system is just so important, and that's why roundabouts tend to win the day in these evaluation reports where appropriate, of course. I might also add, it's in the environmental review process.
Very good. And then moving up a little bit higher up 108, Limekiln Road, that's a spot where some traffic can kind of build up. Are there some improvement plans there as well?
Through the Jamestown corridor, it is our number one project to widen that out to probably four lanes in each direction with appropriate turn lanes through the Jamestown corridor. We estimate to be about a $13 million project.
And Limekiln Road, is that going to be widened in that area as well?
You know, South Washington Street, southbound at 108 does have significant backups. I've seen it back up as far as the railroad tracks from Highway 108. We've asked the district to take a look at that, and they've agreed to take a look at adding more lanes in the southbound direction. We'll see how that works out, and I'll be happy to report back on that at a later date.
And is TCTC looking at a zero emission vehicle plan for the county?
We are. We've actually received a grant from the California Energy Commission. We're the lead agency working with Amador and Calaveras and Alpine counties to look at both the existing and future needs in terms of our infrastructure to accommodate the growth in zero emission vehicles, electric vehicle, plug-in vehicles, both in terms of the motoring public as well as in fleets. And they've projected what those demands are, and they've identified locations. We're also using this effort to kind of streamline the building permit process for folks in the private sector. I expect that you'll see more and more of the private sector hotels and shopping centers installing charging stations on their own. We've seen it in other places of the county. We have worked with the Public Utilities Commission to get additional chargers put in along the 120 corridor in Oakdale, Groveland, and up at Rush Creek Lodge. But this will allow us to have a plan to then begin to put them up 108 and 49 and 4 and some of those other corridors. We've been told by the state that they like to agencies or regions to develop these plans, and then they prioritize the installations. It's very important for our historic communities to have those plug-in charging stations to attract the visitors from the Bay Area and other places. They're a little more prone to electric vehicles, and I think that government has a role to play in getting those things installed.
And then was there some grant funding recently when it comes to bicycles as well and trails?
Yeah, we've been very successful in grants. We submitted 6 grants in the last year or so, and normally we'll get about a quarter to a third of them. We got all 6 of them, so we're very fortunate in that regards. And one of those grants was working with the Bicycle Coalition. of California. We also have partners in Stanislaus, San Joaquin, Calaveras, Alpine counties. And we're looking at all the state highways and major arterials, working with bicycle groups to identify what are the critical corridors for people doing the long-distance bicycle rides. And, you know, it's as simple as where do we need better shoulders or bike lanes where appropriate, they're striped or signed, and set up a plan working with those groups. Why is this important when we have such limited funding? Well, with SB1, the state is now required when they come in and do a major rehab of a roadway, they have to accommodate all users. So if we have a plan in place that says we need a shoulder or a bike lane at a given section of state highway that's being rehabbed, they have to now put it in as part of that rehab project.
We're running towards the end of this weekend's Motherload Views. Just a couple minutes left with Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director. Darren, any final things you'd like to mention?
We do have a number of planning efforts going forward. I would encourage the public to look for opportunities to give input in given areas, be it the 49 corridor plan, the zero emission plan, bicycle plans. We have a lot of things going on. All of this uploads into the regional transportation plan that I mentioned early in the show. And then we look for funding for the improvements. So your input does matter. It takes a while for things to come to fruition, but it does matter.
Are you still active with working with the YARTS routes to Yosemite as well?
We are. In fact, we're considering joining their joint powers agency. They'll probably be going to the board here, Board of Supervisors, as well as the TCTC here in the coming months. We're reviewing a joint powers agreement right now. In the meantime, we have three routes that go from Tuolumne County, stretching all the way from Black Oak Casino through Sonora, Jamestown, and Groveland up to the park. We have very good ridership. In fact, most of the studies show that we have the top ridership of all the corridors. So a lot of credit goes to Tyler Somerset, the Visitors Bureau for, and of course the vendors and the campgrounds for all making it happen. Again, the partners are what make a difference in getting that ridership together.
Well, Darren, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Again, we thank Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, for being our guest on this weekend's Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.